Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Game 3, playoff baseball, back in the Motor City. Joining us this morning, it's the Tiger manager, A.J. Hinch. A.J., finally got to sleep in your own beds. Welcome back home.
Yeah, it's been a while. You know, that was a long, extended road trip for all the right reasons, though. We got to the playoffs. We go to Cleveland. We have a nice series there, nice little party, and then head out to Seattle, and now we're back. So we're going to be thrilled walking into Comerica Park today and playing in front of our home fans in the playoffs.
Yeah, taking the split in Seattle, how did you feel about the way you guys opened the series?
Yeah, I love game one. I mean, that's the one you love to win and get an opportunity, you know, going into game two. And even in game two, I mean, what a hard-fought, you know, game, and we fell short. But it, you know, this is playoff baseball, and I love the stress. I love the drama. I love the debates and all the things that come with being one of, you know, only, you know, what is it, 8 teams still standing and having a chance to advance. So, productive trip out to Seattle. Obviously, we'd love to have been greedy and won both games, but getting the split, we come home, you know, fun game three ahead of us, and you know, I'm proud of our guys for enduring what was a pretty tough 2 weeks, you know, to get baseball back to Comerica.
Well, and we may have to wait a little bit longer. I know it's not the first time you guys are faced with the possibility of a rain delay, but with all the pressure, the stress, and the excitement of playoff baseball, does it change at all having a rain delay in the postseason versus the regular season?
I don't think so, just because we're home. So we have the comfortable home clubhouse. We, you know, obviously we'll have, you know, sort of first knowledge of what's going on. The league does a great job of communicating. We are going to get the game in. It doesn't look like it's a wipeout. But we'll have these little meetings along the way to find out what the start time is. And then given that it's the first home game, I'm sure there's going to be a ceremony before the game. And so it's a long, drawn-out process. So the length of the day is a little bit longer. But, you know, when we were in Seattle and Cleveland both, we have multiple bus times to go from the hotel to the field, depending on what you need to accomplish. And as the season got later, the players all piled on bus one. Like, they were ready to go to the field really early because of the excitement. So that won't dull it down, and there's not much you can control in the scheduling anyway, but specifically in October, you know, we're just going to wait around and tell us when to play.
Flaherty today, Mize tomorrow, flip the order from the first series. What was the thought process with that decision?
A little bit of Jack on regular rest and Casey getting some extended bullpens. Both have been good in those scenarios. Lately, Jack on regular rest, regular routine. You know, both of them came out with small pitch counts, so that wasn't that big a deal. But, you know, we had to pick one or the other, and having Jack on regular rest and kind of sticking with his regimen was attractive, and then obviously Casey gets the extra bullpen and a little time to ramp up to game four. So, you know, he's a slightly better matchup, Jack is, than Casey with the spin and the velo. But it's, you know, we didn't feel like we could make a bad choice, but we got the benefit of Jack on regular rest, Casey with extra rest.
In terms of the bats, it's something obviously I know you guys are talking about, you guys are feeling, we're talking about. What type of mentality do you want to see from your hitters as they head to the plate with or against Gilbert today?
Yeah, just keep fighting. You know, I got asked yesterday, you know, what are you going to do to get these guys to hit? And I just sort of wanted to laugh. Like, it's not as simple as snap your fingers and the Seattle Mariners pitching staff is going to become garbage. Like, they're good. And we've got to stay in that fight and pick the right pitches to swing at and be aggressive at the right times, but also be patient. Gilbert's super hard to deal with because of he's got a funky delivery. He's got really high-end pitches. He punches out a billion guys, and you have to kind of endure, you know, the high pitch count, pitch around the margins, 98 to 90 mile an hour split, and pass the baton to the next guy. So it's easy to say, hey, we want a little bit more contact, a little bit more run production. But the first two games kind of show you how this series is going to go, where the one-run game's a big swing, a big defensive play, you know, a big punch out by a pitcher. Like, those are key parts of the day. But, you know, we're working and we're obviously pushing these guys, but we're also facing, you know, arguably some of the best arms in the league.
How much of it is that it's playoff pitching and how much of it is, hey, we still got to find a way. We can't have both the strikeouts and not the extra base hits.
No, both. I mean, it's all in all the time. And it's trying to find solutions and not just complain about, you know, the problems. I mean, everybody has the at-bat to conduct. My big thing about playoff baseball is executing your game plan. Like, you're going to face the best. There are only good teams left. Like, no one is a bad team and no one has, you know, huge holes on their roster. And so you get into competition and realize it's one-on-one and trying to execute the plan while he's trying to do the opposite. So it's funny. You know, we you know, I love the way Tarek Skubal threw the ball. Obviously, Troy Melton got us off to a good start. You know, that's good pitching against their hitting. They're doing the same thing against us. I mean, Carp came up with a big swing. Torque came up with a big swing. It's going to take more of that, you know, to score some runs against Seattle. And we're going to try to win the series. But you got to win game three, you know, in order to put yourself in a better position.
Juggling pitching in the postseason. We know you have to. And I know you've talked about trying to avoid throwing the same guys to the same pockets of hitters. Finnegan saw the top of the order in both games. Is it, hey, man, that's our guy, let it eat, or is that something you try to avoid today?
No, he'll get him again. I mean, this is a five-game series, and it's never perfect. And, you know, we Brash saw the middle of our order, and Munoz saw the same group of hitters 2 days in a row as well. I mean, you're going to go with your guys that you feel good about because you're trying to win the game, and you're trying to get the outs that you can. And I think the sequencing can change. I think the where you attack them can change. But let's not forget it's a one-on-one competition, and making pitches is certainly key. But, you know, they got good guys on their end, and you got to come out on top of more of those one-on-one competitions than you don't.
We've heard you talk about your thoughts about small ball. We've seen a little bit in the postseason and playoff baseball. It's, hey, any way you can get a run across, any way you can move batters forward. How does your philosophy change, or does it, in the postseason regarding small ball?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a fun way when it works. but I also watched last night when Philly, you know, bunted into an out to third base with a runner in scoring position. So it's not a fail-proof approach. It depends on where you are in the order. We did it a little bit in Cleveland. We're not afraid to do it against Seattle, but it's all situation based. Where you are in the order, where you are in the game, where they are with their pitching, and are you willing to trade an out for 90 feet, and what that does to the next hitter. You know, I mean, it's, you know, small ball can feel really good in the moment, and then the next guy punches, and all of a sudden, you know, you put yourself in a position that you wish you would have swung the bat. So, on the flip side, you can let him swing, and the same thing can happen. So, I try not to be two results based, because in my job, I've got to put us in a good position and put us in a good process. But the ebbs and flows of the postseason can create opportunities where one run matters more than it feels like in, you know, March, April, May, June. Given the magnitude, the one run lead allows you to change your pitching, or it allows you to put more pressure on the opponent. So I tend to do it a little bit more in the postseason than I do in a June series in, you know, Minnesota.
You had a lot of the old school baseball fans fired up in game one against Cleveland. He bunted a couple times in that game. I understand that the trade-off rate is giving away outs and playing for only one run, but in some of these games, yeah. It feels like, especially when Skubal was playing in that game, or you got a guy rolling, one run might be enough to win these games.
Hey, just make sure you guys love on us a little bit if we do that and they get the lead runner out at third in the ninth inning with you only have three outs left.
All right. Question on Cole Keith. You've DH'd him. Do you envision him playing the field this series, or is this just kind of the game plan he's going to be a bat?
Right now, I think we're going to stick with the bat. It allows Wenzel Perez to be on the bench. You know, obviously, he's almost two players in one. I've said that a couple times. And Colt, you know, he's going to hit third today. I'm going to change the order a little bit to try to make their decisions a little bit harder with how they're attacking Karp and Greeny. And so you've seen me take him out of the game and use him as a place where I can either pinch hit or they've got to give him another at bat against a right-handed pitcher. So with Gilbert, he's going to hit a little bit higher in the order, and we're going to stick with the bat. The trade out of putting him at third base, you know, shifts McKinstry either to the bench or to the outfield, which then shifts Karp, and Wenzel still could be out, or I got to take Parker out. So we're going to value Colt's bat the most against these right-handed starters, and then if they bring in a lefty, I have the option of Jamai or Andy or Wenzel, or I can flip it throughout the game if need be.
I guess a follow-up, if you're moving Colt Keith up, which lefty are you going to move? I guess both, Karp and Green. I mean, I don't think you're doing all three lefties in a row, are you?
No, I'm not going to do three lefties. I'm going to lead off Karp, which I did earlier in the day. So I'll break the news now that I'm going to lead Karp off and make them make decisions faster. That 19th hitter, which I talked about, I think, on this show earlier in the year, makes for a really quick decision with Gilbert and gives us an option to have a big bat, get as many at-bats as we can before they try to bring Spire in.
We've seen the environment in Cleveland. We saw the environment in Seattle. It's going to be an orange out today. Whenever the game gets going, when there's two strikes, we always hear, especially with, you know, Jack's on the mound, we hear the crowd get going. How much does that play into the emotions and the moment of the game?
It's huge. I mean, the crowd, the home field advantage is legit, and it puts a ton of pressure on the opponent when it's against you. And so the emotion of the playoffs brings its own intensity when your crowd is behind you in the biggest moment, whether it's when you're up to bat and the pitcher's trying to make pitches and he's fallen behind, or if you are Jack Flaherty or Finnegan or Vest and you're on the mound and the hitter's under a lot of stress. I mean, you know, I know not many people maybe have felt the 45,000, you know, wrath of screams at people, but it is a legit emotional experience for guys, and it's nice to be home. I mean, we just played in some of the more volatile environments in Seattle specifically, but even Boston at the tail end of the year on that Friday night, and Cleveland brought it pretty well in the playoffs. It's nice to be in the white uniform and wear it at home and have the group for you and feeling that backing that this city has always done, but it's grown the last couple of years with this specific team.
Just end on that. What's your message to fans who are going to make their way out to the ballpark tonight?
Come and enjoy it. This is the second year in a row we've been in this environment and in the playoff baseball. Detroit's one of the best sports towns in the business, and we love being at home. We love playing at home in front of this team and in front of these fans with this team, and we're looking forward to the environment and rewarding them with hopefully another playoff win.
He's Tiger manager AJ Hinch.
Good luck. Go get him.
You got it. Take care.
It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, Abraham & Rose has successfully specialized in resolving all types of tax problems for over 30 years. Their extensive experience means that when you're facing an IRS collection or audit, you can rely on their law firm. Many law firms come and go, but for 30 years of experience, it's a testament to their success. Their experienced team is ready to evaluate any underlying federal or state income taxes or payroll taxes. All you have to do is visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You think we could have gotten him to give us the entire lineup?
Oh, I think, yeah. I mean, there was no secrets there.
AJ, you gave us the leadoff hitter. You told us Keats bat in third. Let's just fill this out while we're doing it. Mm-hmm. But he's transparent, and it made a lot of sense. Kerry Carpenter is going to lead off today for the Tigers in game three. And what did he say? The 19th batter? Yep.
Third time through.
It's forcing the decision earlier for Seattle. So think about it. Game one, Seattle decided to keep their starter in to face Kerry Carpenter. Oops. He deposited the baseball in the outfield, and it was a turning point in that game. In game two, they had a quick hook. Castillo had some walks. They said, we're bringing in a lefty to face Kerry Carpenter. And it worked, and Seattle was able to limit no damage done.
Right.
But the problem is Seattle has one really good lefty.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use that lefty in the fifth inning, you don't have that lefty in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning to match up with the Tiger lefties late in the game. The guys like Carp, who hardly faces lefties, or Green, who struggles against lefties, or look through the lineup. Cole Keats is going to be in the lineup today. It's one less lefty. If they can rush him in and out of the game, it's advantage Tigers.
Yep. And it's, I mean, these are the chess pieces that he's moving even before the game starts.
I told you, it's one of the things you should feel confident in is that you have the advantage at manager. Now, he can't go swing the bat for them. And that's been the issue here is, he said, like, we're it's not for lack of trying here.
Right, yeah. I mean, we all know we got to put more bats on balls.
Stop striking out. Yeah. Today's pitching matchup, Logan Gilbert, Jack Flaherty. It's brought to you by Old National Bank. Let's get to the phones. Tony in Davidson, you're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
John, go blue.
Go blue.
Bear with me here. Slightly confident and more optimistic. So we're going to go with confimistic.
Okay.
The last two games were a little bit close in the scoring-wise, but despite our bats being a little dead, we still did have a couple chances to not blow it open, but kind of pad the lead a little more because, you know, in our bullpen, we need it. But I'm feeling optimistic that bats are going to heat up here the next couple games. Like a term they need is a little bit of boom, boom, pow. And I think they're going to get it.
Heather, your thoughts?
Of course. Let's get a little more boom, boom, pow.
What was your word again, Tony?
Confimistic.
Confimistic, yeah.
He's confimistic.
Slightly confident, more optimistic.
There you go.
Language of origin. Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes.
Please tell me they hit like three home runs today and we can come back with a montage tomorrow.
Yeah, boom, boom, pow.
It'd be awesome. AC in Detroit, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am hoping for a win, but I'm dreading it at the same time because I feel like the further the Tigers go, the more fuel and ammunition Scott Harris is going to have to put his nose up in the air and say, look, I was right. I didn't need to make any moves. Everything I did was right. I know what I'm talking about. You guys are peons and don't know anything. So, like, I want the Tigers to win. But I just feel that coming, it's looming. Scott Harris is just kind of hiding in the shadows, waiting to come out and just drop receipts on everybody.
Sure, but wouldn't, I mean, okay, I'm not going to say anything is justified. We all would have wanted more help at the deadline, but if they make it to the ALCS, like, I mean, in some regards, 51% right?
He cut one of the people he traded for at the deadline.
No, he cut a lot of them.
He did not have a good trade deadline. Regardless of if they advanced, they didn't have a good deadline. I get what you're saying. As much as you don't want to be made to be out like, well, wait, I'm the fool for wanting my team to get better, and he got away with it by not doing anything at the deadline, and now maybe this will be his mentality moving forward. At the same time, can you please put that in its proper context? That is a small fraction of what actually matters. Like, imagine, and he said he wants them to win, so his head's in the right place. But I couldn't imagine getting to a mindset where I want to stick it to my president of baseball ops so bad, or I don't want him to have
that you're actively rooting against them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, how dare he be uppity and we win? Like, he could be uppity, go win the World Series.
Yeah, and then he has a chance to. I mean, then he has a chance to be more right because he didn't let go of any of the prospects, and we're expecting that 1 through 9 are going to be contributors, right?
Like, is at the end of the day, don't we want him to be right?
Yeah.
You know, like, I understand the sentiment of, like, that means we were wrong and nobody likes to be wrong. But if him being right means they got away with it, they advanced further than they should, that the organization's in a good spot, like, shouldn't we want him to be right?
Yes. And you want him to be right, but you also want him to. And this is where the arrogance or smugness comes in, that he won't do anything different moving forward, right, because some of it has been smoke and mirrors. A lot of it's been smoke and mirrors.
It is.
And we would all love to be sitting where the Dodgers are, right? Because you're just taking on a good team and you've put the bats to it.
You're right. Nobody wants to have him have a lackluster offseason and deadlines to come off the back of this run. I understand that point. My point is winning is good.
Yes.
Bold take, John. Winning is good. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Randazzo Heating and Cooling and Electrical. So as thousands of people head downtown today and tomorrow for Tigers playoff baseball, there's a ton of nearby restaurants and bars that are gearing up. So let's say it is a little rainy for you. There's a lot you can still do down there. There's many establishments that will be hosting watch parties as well as offering some really great food and drink options as well. And then if you are going to the game, you can get your hands on some great food and drink options at Comerica Park as well. They're going to have these special items. Lobster grilled cheese sounds great.
Yeah.
Grilled surf and turf skewers. Pierogi nachos.
I have one of each.
All of this. Oh, let's see. There's the tiger tail. It's a hand-breaded foot-long coney corn dog.
Wait. Say that one slower.
The hand-breaded foot-long coney corn dog.
Ooh. Take that one.
I mean, all sorts of stuff. Chicken and red velvet waffles, hot dog burnt end pretzel, orange and blue slider, a bunch of cool drink options as well. So go have a blast. Huh. Wear your orange.
Yeah.
Do you own any orange?
For the Tigers, I do, but I didn't.
Because that's the number one complaint I saw from people is, I don't own orange.
Right.
Yeah, and the thing is,
insert
too,
the marketing team.
Is I didn't purchase them myself. I was given to, all of the orange that I own was given to me from the Tigers to wear during the games and things. So
what a great touch would be, and you see it sometimes with basketball, they leave the shirts on the seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I know they'll
first 5,000.
Yeah, rally towels.
They should have the orange rally towels to help create that environment. But I just, looking at Tiger fans, like, I don't own any orange. John, do you own any orange?
No. I mean, it's been pointed out, and I didn't think of it. I own some Hunter orange, so I could take myself an orange hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the old English D on it, but.
That's okay.
There was a little bit of a movement back in 1994 to get Wayne Fonts fired. It was 95, actually. And so there was a little bit of a fan base that actually put together wear Hunter orange to shoot the big buck.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, jeez.
Because that's what Wayne Fonts called himself.
All right, then.
Okay. Mark Sanchez, who was arrested over the weekend after getting into that physical altercation with a truck driver. Well, at the time, he was charged with 3 misdemeanors. Well, now a more serious charge has been added. He's been charged with a felony battery charge involving serious bodily injury. Plus, officials say the investigation is still ongoing and more charges are possible. But that felony charge carries a punishment of 1 to 6 years in prison. In 2010, LeBron James shocked the basketball world by announcing that he was leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers for the Miami Heat, and he did it in this ESPN special titled The Decision.
Yeah.
Well, today, that special is getting a sequel. Yes. On X, he posted this video clip and teased the decision of all decisions will be coming your way at noon.
So I think we can make a pretty safe guess here. He's going to announce it's his last season, retirement tour.
It would make sense, right?
Okay, great.
What else would it be? I mean, I hope it's not some stupid, like, gimmick.
It could be, though. Very well could be.
I mean, okay, look, who cares?
Someone does.
I bet you a lot of people care.
People will be watching, John.
Not me.
Well, fine. All listen right. to this Greg. Story.
Mr. LeBron does things for attention. You, John, I think you will say you don't care, but you do care. But, I mean, yes, it would.
Well, ask me what I'll be doing at noon, and it will not be considering anything that LeBron has to say.
Are you interviewing a swimmer?
No. Actually, Jordan Marshall.
Okay.
12:30.
Okay, gotcha. Yes, yes.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Dan Campbell. It's 97.1. All right, guys. When it comes to your roof, you're never planning to get a new one. It's a big investment, and it's why choosing the right company matters. For over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shaner Roofing. Here's why. Local experts, proven track record, and every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means the investment's protected for as long as you own the home and even if you sell it. Plus, Shaner Roofing has earned a 4.9-star Google rating that's thousands of happy customers. Doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades of quality work and customer care. So if your roof is aging, if it's leaking, if you're just ready for peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. It's easier to spell than Shaner. MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.